This is the Dr. Olivero dictating on Flora Bravo. The last name is B-R-A, V like in Victor, O. Beta, Roger, Alpha, Victor, Oscar. First name Flora, F like in Foxtrot, L like in Lima, O like in Oscar, R like in Roger, A like in Alpha. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD4 that has evolved to 3B. The risk factors: arterial hypertension that has been poorly controlled for a long time. As a matter of fact, today we had a diastolic blood pressure that is 88. And the patient says that she had a very significant disagreement with some of the family members, and she hasn't taken the medication today. Period, my recommendation is to follow the blood pressure log, and if the diastolic is above 75, give us a phone call. Period. The concern is generated by the fact that in the abdominal ultrasound, she has a smaller than expected kidneys with increased echogenicity, which is consistent with a chronic hypertension for a long time. In the laboratory workup that was done on August the 30th, 2024, the serum creatinine 1.7, the BUN27, and the estimated GFR 30 mL per minute. The liver function tests are within normal range, as well as the serum electrolytes. And there is no evidence of significant proteinuria. 1+ proteinuria following number gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic, following number hyperlipidemia that is with triglycerides of 107, cholesterol total 178, HDL 56, and LDL of 102. The patient doesn't have any evidence of anemia. At this point, hemoglobin is 11.6 grams per cent. Following number gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis, we are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. I invested a 10-minute review in the lab. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.